So the next talk by Eduard Druser is about making the CRMX kernel internals look. So please enjoy.
Hello. Thank you for the introduction. Today I will be talking about what happens if you decide that working with your data structures in a convenient way is simply too boring. The agenda of this talk is, first one, I will talk about what was actually the trigger to study all this. Then we will briefly talk about the land of the lock-free, because a lot of this is actually inspired in the land of the lock-free. And then I will outline the solution. If the time permits, I will also mention news in the CMRX kernel since the last FOSDEM. Okay, so let's start. What was the problem which made me to think about this? The CMRX kernel does its best to make life inside the interrupt service handler as hard as possible. The reason for this is that we run on very limited hardware, where there is a rule that interrupt service handler has to run in kernel mode or in supervisor mode. So it essentially has kernel privileges, and it can do a lot of bad stuff. So we only allow two calls to kernel. So you are very motivated to defer your work to into user space. But despite this, you still can, via these two calls, modify pretty much every data structure that is there. And while it's done from interrupt context, you have to somehow guard how to do, eliminate concurrent modification, so still the things remain consistent. You can't use mutexes, because if you log mutex and you get interrupt, it's instant deadlock. What kernels do is they disable interrupts. As I said, it's safe, it's good, but it's boring, and it introduces a lot of latency and